This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Joining me from the Firearms Coalition is young Jeff Knox. Good afternoon, sir.
I'm not feeling so young these days, Bill. How are you, buddy?
Listen, for your thumbnail for the podcast, I got a really good picture of you. You look fantastic. You got your glasses on. You look quite scholarly. Nice tweed jacket. It's a great picture, man, I'm telling you. Anyway.
Thank you.
Jeff and I talked earlier today, and we both agree that what happened yesterday in the Capitol was sort of an unforced error. Should we, while we're looking at this and saying this is not the way to go, should we ignore what precipitated this as they start breaking this down? And, you know, I guess we're all, look, we're all deplorable now and all these other things, as all of these things come forward and they start trying to press this case against, I guess, everybody on the right. Should we ignore what precipitated this?
No, absolutely not. And this is, first off, let's clarify something. A group of people in this mass of people got carried away. And whether they were carried away with some help and encouragement from subversives from the other side, or whether it was just our own morons being morons, storming the castle is not always the best idea, and this was a bad idea, especially since there was no plan beyond let's storm the castle.
Yeah.
But as the mainstream media would be reporting, were the perpetrators and the actors in all of this a different group of people, it was a mostly peaceful protest with a small group that got unruly and, you know, got carried away. And one young woman who saw an open window and started to climb up into it and was shot and killed for her trouble. That didn't happen with BLM or Antifa. And it's interesting to me, looking at the lamestream media, their portrayal now, and actually Joe Biden brought this up, is look at the difference in the way the Capitol Police and law enforcement prepared for the Trump people coming to town versus the way they prepared for BLM. Well, look at the difference in the way they actually handled it. There are stark differences, and they're not favorable to Mr. Biden's side of the coin. And it's just outrageous. It's atrocious. It's sad. But what do we do from here? We've got a group of people that got carried away. We have to maintain some high ground. We have to get a solution, get an answer to the question of voter fraud and whether our elections are what they're supposed to be, because they're, I saw something just recently that it, I believe it was 47% of Americans believe that there was some serious chicanery going on in the 2020 elections. That's almost half of America believes that their vote is compromised in some way. Predominantly those people are of a right-wing conservative persuasion, but a good percentage of the left-wing liberal, I hate that term, persuasion are also believe that there was some sort of chicanery going on in this. So this needs to be very thoroughly answered. And I ran across yesterday a video from that bozo on HBO, this week's news yesterday or whatever it is, the Joker. And he did a long segment on voter fraud in 2019, on the vulnerabilities, on the problems with the voting machines, on the need for audits and paper trails, and specifically pointed out Georgia as having been given the update for their system to make it more secure something like 5 years ago, and they've been pushing the remind me later button ever since. And with all of that, it's just astounding to me that, a year ago, the Democrats were saying our system is flawed and vulnerable and we need to explore it. And now they're saying there was no problem. It was the most secure election in U.S. history. There is nothing to look at, nothing to see here, folks. Just move along, move along. No audits, no paper chases, no nothing. And I think that that's absolutely wrong. The Democrats and the Republicans need to reestablish confidence in the vote, because if we don't have confidence in the vote, we have people storming the castle, and that's a big problem.
Did you see the report of, an Antifa BLM organizer? They have video of him inside the Capitol with the MAGA people. Did you see that?
I've heard these reports. I've seen the pictures. There's definitely some suspicious looking activity there. We've got the crazy guy, the bare chested guy with the buffalo horns, who is a local here in Arizona. And there are some who are really strongly suggesting that he's a paid actor. The guy is an actor. There's no question about that. He does voice work and
this guy I'm talking about, his name is,
he's an actor, but
he's from his name is John Sullivan. He's from Utah. He's the founder of Insurgents USA, which is a group dedicated to racial justice and police reform. And he's at the head of all the groups, and they've got pictures of him. And it's sort of, you know, with Antifa, when they're running around in their little riot formation, they have the reds and they have the greens. And the reds are the ones running around and kicking holes in windows and everything and starting the looting. Then they run off to the next thing. Sort of sounds like in this particular case, this guy was out there leading the way and got the mob whipped up, which is distressing that the discipline of the crowd was not more disciplined, if you will. But we're coming up on the first break. If people are interested in the Firearms Coalition, how will they find it?
www.firearmscoalition.org.
Now, when you give money to Firearms Coalition, I can tell you right now, those dollars are strangled. whenever I see Jeff in Vegas or something, I'll be like, hey, Jeff, how'd you get here? Greyhound. Really? Yeah, I took a Greyhound bus. They had Wi-Fi. So, yeah. Very frugal with their dollars. It all goes to the cause. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount. discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking to Jeff Knox from the Firearms Coalition. Let me ask you a question. Doesn't it seem odd that after all these rallies, during the campaign in 2016, we never saw this kind of violence until today, until yesterday, rather. Doesn't it seem odd that all this time when it's been, you know, something coming, Antifa has tried to go into other places and the MAGA people haven't beat them senseless or anything. They just run them out of town. Very softly run them out of town. So doesn't it seem sort of odd that these guys would get out here and start grabbing barricades and doing all this Antifa-like stuff yesterday?
Yeah, but it's also the last gasp. Yesterday was pretty much the last hope that the hardcore Trump supporters had of somehow keeping him in office. And it really, legally speaking, was no hope at all. The cards just weren't there. I'll put something on the table. I personally believe that there was fraud and election chicanery to the point that the wrong guy is going to be inaugurated as president in a couple of weeks.
Oh, well, you can speak freely on that one. I've been out there just blasting that. You don't have to worry about getting light on that one.
Well, I want to make it clear that that's what I believe. And at the same time, I believe that just as I believe the Second Amendment means what it says and that the laws that infringe upon the Second Amendment are null and void, I do not encourage, nor do I myself participate in ignoring and treating those laws as null and void, because the system is still in place to put my little bottom in prison if I do that. And I don't need to be a Second Amendment martyr, nor do I want to see anyone else be a Second Amendment martyr. So unless you can get the legal backing to support your claim, being right doesn't really do you a lot of good. And that's where I believe the whole Trump thing is at this moment, is that we are right that this election was stolen, that there wasn't support for Joe Biden, that the hatred for Donald Trump was not enough to make Joe Biden receive more votes than Barack Obama in his most popular moment. So but if we don't have the legal foundation, the legal backing, the legal support to move forward with it, then it does us no good. And again, storming the castle, if you don't have a plan for what you do after you storm the castle, then storming the castle is a, and I believe that this really is what this was, is that you had 50,000 people or 100,000 people or however many thousands of people in D.C. raising a clenched fist and an upraised middle finger, and that's as far as it goes. I was in D.C. for the big rally, what was it, the 9/12 rally? There were a couple of them right there in a row, but opposing Obamacare. And there were a couple of hundred thousand of us on the Capitol grounds yelling at Congress, can you hear us now? And even with that massive turnout, with that impassioned plea, the politicians, the Democrat politicians, turned around and shoved that down our throats with one vote, and that it just epitomizes the fact that the people don't matter in the United States anymore as far as the politicians are concerned. Standing and yelling and protesting does absolutely nothing. It moves no one. And, you know, I can hear my buddies in the Boogaloo, you know, calling me names and demanding that that's what needs to happen. Well, guys, then what? That's the big question. Then what?
Well,
we have to have something lined up, that a direction that we're going, a place we're marching to, a person that we're putting in charge, a structure that is in control. And we don't have any of that right now.
It sort of illustrates one thing that I've said a lot. Civil war in the United States would be a fool's errand for anybody to, foment, because
absolutely
we're going to win that one. But the problem is going to come after we win.
Mm-hmm.
But because who's going to be out there uniting behind anybody at that point? That's the problem we're having right now. We cannot unite. We cannot put out this united front. And, when I saw that happening, I was like, what are you guys doing? Mm-hmm. It's a little bit like jumping out of an airplane into combat without a parachute.
Yep.
Or a gun.
Yep.
I mean, they did everything. They breached. They got in. The one time they actually did breach, one of them got shot down. I mean, they did all the things that you would normally do, but I was just wondering, is it for the Instagram pictures, or what are we doing here?
Yeah. And that's the thing. There's no coherent mission involved here. And what it does do, though, is we have to always keep in mind that big tech and big media are on the other side.
Yeah.
100%, 1,000% on the other side.
Yeah,
they're not just supporting the opposition, they're leading the opposition.
Yeah.
And
let me get you to hang on right there. We're coming up on the break. I want to talk about what you think about the media's coverage of this, because I've got some definite thoughts about the media's coverage. How do they find you at Firearms Coalition?
www.firearmscoalition.org.
Check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is calling on Vice President Mike Pence and the Cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment and immediately remove President Trump from office following the riots at the U.S. Capitol. Pelosi joining a growing number of lawmakers in demanding the end to Trump's presidency, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says this violence has to stop.
But we haven't been protesting lately. We've been burning down cities. We've been attacking federal courthouses. We've been looting in the name of social justice. And now we've occupied the Capitol. This needs to stop. To my Democratic colleagues, I share your disgust. and embarrassment and determination to make sure that what happened in our Capitol never happens again. But you need to speak up when this happens in other places.
USA Radio News. President-elect Joe Biden is unveiling his pick for Attorney General.
I nominate a man of impeccable integrity, Judge Merrick Garland.
Garland is a veteran federal appeals court judge in Washington, D.C. Biden, speaking in Delaware, says Garland will restore honor, integrity, and independence to the Justice Department.
He will now bring, as Attorney General of the United States, not as a personal attorney to the president, but as the people's lawyer. He'll restore trust in the rule of law.
The coronavirus vaccine rollout continues across the nation. Over 20 million doses of the vaccine have been sent to all 50 states and U.S. territories. Dr. Rose Kumar is a doctor in Wisconsin. She tells ABC News the rollout has been less than stellar in her state.
I don't think that the rollout really took us into consideration. I have tried contacting my governor and senator. I basically gave up.
USA Radio News.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. They are the home of the binary trigger, the Salus line, the Reformation line, the Providence. Check them out. franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Jeff Knox from the Firearms Coalition. When you look at the way the media is portraying this one, you would think that, wow, these courageous media people, they're calling things for what they are, right? They're out there, and Dean Weingarten was out there. He was out there on the ground yesterday, and he said that for the most part it was just sort of peaceful and quiet on the outside, and you know, a handful of people compared to the overall size of the crowd. You know, I don't know what the numbers would be, but it was only a splinter of people that actually made it inside the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you would think that it was like the hordes in World War Z when they're coming around the corner and they're slamming into the wall into each other. And conversely, of course, you know, when they set up the chop in Seattle, that was the summer of love.
Right. Well, and you know, in over this past year, you couldn't refer to rioters as rioters. You couldn't, they were peaceful, mostly peaceful protesters. You couldn't use the word mob. You couldn't say anything derogatory about the people who were breaking windows, burning things, lighting stuff on fire. If It was mostly peaceful protests. And now here we have their terminology. It's a mob. It's a riot. It's an assault on the Capitol, a siege on the Capitol, a coup attempt. All of this language, words really do matter, and I can't express that strong enough. The words that we accept, the words that we use, the way we allow things to be presented, everything over the last couple of weeks has referred to President Trump, well, Trump's, because they never put president before it most of the time, but about President Trump's false claims of voter fraud or discredited claims of voter fraud or unproven claims of voter fraud, but usually false claims. They put it right out there, and they put it in every single story, every single place that they ever make a reference. It's the kind of thing that we as gun owners have been facing for decades, that it's not a semi-auto rifle. It's an assault weapon, a weapon of war. It's cop killer bullets that have never killed a cop, but they're still cop killer bullets. It's this language. It really matters. And I was, you know, Representative Boebert sent this letter to Nancy Pelosi calling on her not to change the rules of the Capitol that to prohibit the carry of firearms by members of Congress. And even that, in that letter, she used the word allow several times, and it's no, our rights aren't allowed. It's a right. You don't allow a right by using the word allow that members of Congress have been allowed to carry in the Capitol building for low these 70 years, actually low these 200 years. It's not something that's allowed. It's a right, and it's been restricted. That it's been prohibited, but the fact that it hasn't been prohibited doesn't mean that it's allowed, because the implication there is that you have the authority to allow it, and Nancy Pelosi doesn't have that authority. And our rights don't require, nobody has the authority to allow rights. And I that's one of my pet peeves. It just drives me crazy. Allowing and permitting us to exercise our rights are some of those words that just should never, ever come out of our mouths from our side, and we should call the media on it every time they use this type of terminology that is demonstrating their bias and demonstrating that they're working for the other team. And it's, anyway.
Do you think it's
just completely corrupt, bankrupt.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think it's bias or is it laziness? I know they're anti-gun. I have no doubt about that.
Yes.
But when you listen to it, when you listen to them, they've got these talking points that they're reading off, and you can hear the same thing on the local news in Poughkeepsie as you do in Peoria.
Right.
I mean, it's a very coordinated effort, but it's laziness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is a combination of laziness, and from our side, lots of people, like I said, I was criticizing Representative Boebert's letter because she used the word allowed and allows, that over half of the states allow some form of carry in their Capitol building. No, and that, I believe, is lazy, because I'm sure that Representative Boebert didn't write that letter, that someone wrote it for her, maybe my friends over at GOA, but it was laziness on the part of whoever wrote that letter that they weren't being, who was it, exactitude in meaning? Sherlock Holmes, I think, talked about that exactitude in your language and the meaning of it. You have to be very careful, and you have to be very specific. And the media, just like getting your audience to write a letter or an email to a congressperson what I have to do to get thousands of emails sent to Congress is I have to write the letter for them. I have to address it to the right congressperson for them, and I have to put their name on it, and all they have to do is push the button that says, I agree to this letter. And that's what I have to do to get our committed Second Amendment activists to send a note to their congresspersons. It's the same thing with the media. If for me to get, for anyone to get a press release, newsworthy press release, reported in the local press, you have to write it like the story so that they can simply copy and paste it into their newspaper or onto their feed and send it out. And that's what needs to be. They're lazy. They're going to do it that way. But we have to call them on it every single time they do it, and we have to shut them down. We can't stand by and allow them to be propaganda outlets. We have to call them on this crap. They have in the past. Well,
I tell you what, hang on. We're coming up on the next break. And tell everybody how they find you.
Firearmscoalition.org. You can type the word Knox and guns into your favorite search engine, and you'll come up with me.
Stunningly handsome man he is. You'll recognize him when you see him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Jeff Knox from Firearms Coalition. And so there's a lot of people out there right now, Jeff, that think it is a foregone conclusion that we're going to see more gun control. I am not necessarily of that opinion. Do they still have to have 60 votes in the Senate to achieve cloture, to get that out there for a vote?
At the moment, they do for most things. Biden has some executive power that he can wield. I think that the Social Security regulations that passed right before the election 4 years ago that Trump rolled back, I think that those will be back into effect. But there will be some other things. I expect that the BATFE will become much more unfriendly to us. And there's a couple of things, you know, the hill to die on. The Social Security thing, in reality, they were very careful about the way they structured their regulations and who was going to get reported to NICS and why. And I honestly didn't have a whole lot of problem with that regulation, because they were very thorough, they were very detailed. It wasn't going to impact a bunch of innocent people who just were letting somebody else handle their finances for them the right way the VA did. The VA is a problem and has been for two decades now, and I can't believe that it hasn't been shut down. But, you know, the Veterans Protection Act or Second Amendment Restoration Act. But the BATFE going against this, unfortunately, President Trump, with the blessings of the NRA, told BATFE to reevaluate bump stocks and urged them to somehow ban the damn things. And what we got was a claim that bump stocks were machine guns and therefore they were banned, yada, yada, yada. And what that did was it established a precedent that BATFE somehow has the authority to do that. And much worse, the legal definitions that BATFE is enforcing put the definition of a machine gun as any gun that, including any gun that can be readily restored to or converted to fire full automatically. Well, if all I have to do is slap this bump stock onto my AR, that means that my AR is a machine gun because it can accept the bump stock. It makes every semi-auto in the universe readily convertible into a machine gun if putting a bump stock on it equates to being a machine gun. That's a huge, 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 huge problem.
Let me ask you a question about this one.
Pike.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, go.
So how trackable are these with the BATF? I mean, okay, so we know how well that worked out as far as trying to track them in New York with the SAFE Act. Isn't it still a single-digit percentage of people actually register them? And likewise, the same in Connecticut. I guess in California they keep up with them, but I don't even know if I would characterize what they have in California as an AR-15. So, because they've already sort of crippled those anyway. But so let's say they wanted to do it. Isn't it sort of a logistical nightmare to try to get out there and find everything?
But here's where it goes, Bill. And this is, I wrote an article about this probably a dozen years ago. That this is how it works, is they come out with a law that is, you know, let's forget about constitutionality. It's unconstitutional. But they come out with a law that the majority of Americans think is relatively reasonable. That the majority of Americans think makes sense. And then they go trying to enforce the law, which they can't do at all. There's just no way. But in trying to enforce it, they run into brick walls, or more appropriately, they run into people who say no. And once those people say no, it becomes the government killing Joe gun owner because Joe gun owner said no. Well, once you've got the government killing Joe gun owner because Joe gun owner says no, you're also going to have Joe gun owner killing government agents who are trying to take away Joe gun owner's gun. That leads to more of the same. And as more of the same occurs, the majority of citizens of the United States, if you're shooting cops, if you're shooting federal agents, you're probably a bad guy in the eyes of the majority of Americans. And so it feeds the calls of average Americans that this category of gun, it creates a problem, exacerbates the problem, and causes demand from the people to fix the problem when it wasn't a problem before.
Okay.
And that's what happens, and that's the only way they can ever take away a wide swath of guns. It's the only way they can ever shut us down completely or turn it into a civil war. And
right.
And that's what they're going to do.
So what do you think about the example of what do you think about the example of the Bundy Ranch? Where they got out there, and I mean, there you know some of the guys that were out there at the Bundy Ranch. I do too.
Yeah.
Some of the people that were out there at the Bundy Ranch were hardcore pipe hitting combat veterans. That, you know, most law enforcement that's ever been in the military, they have the infantry capability of a Cub Scout.
Yes.
Nothing against them, just simply because of the way they're trained. So they faced off and nothing happened. Nobody
at that time.
At that time. Now, we just
because
saw what we
had. They did learn a little bit of something from Waco.
Yeah.
They did learn a little bit of something from Waco.
Well, I think... At this moment, given what's going on here, I think if they start trying to do that, my biggest issue now is that I think no matter what they do, they're going to get hard pushback. I can't wait to see what happens in 2022. I envision a bunch of 21st century battles of Athens all across the country.
It depends. And here's the delicate razor's edge that we're walking on. We as gun rights.
We got about a minute here, too. Tell me this in a minute. Yeah. Go.
Okay. We're walking on this fine line that if we push back too hard, then the American public pushes back against us, and we see Democrats taking more control in 2022. If we push back too little, then we get walked on and they steal 2022. So, you know, the important thing that has to happen now, the American people need to demand audit and reevaluation of the entire electoral system to restore faith in the system and confidence in our votes. And that should be the main and only real political focus, aside from skirmishes trying to keep Biden and company from encroaching more on our gun rights. We have to stand up for gun rights, but for the national level, for the most important thing for a country, the survival of our country, is that we have to restore integrity of elections and confidence in those elections. And that should be Biden's mandate. It should be the Senate's mandate. It should be the House's mandate. It should be every governor in the country's mandate to restore confidence in elections. And the only way to do that is with in-depth investigation and audits and so forth.
Thanks for joining me this evening, Jeff.
My pleasure.
Coming up next is going to be Rick Ector from Planet Rick. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.